Almost all retailers constantly are trying to think up ways to get more people in their stores, and it gets harder and harder to come up with new ploys. But occasionally they come up with an offer so good that it scares them. So the retailer starts adding conditions to make the offer less costly to the store. Listen to this offer from Staples. A coupon worth $20 off an in-store purchase of $20 or more. One day only at the Memphis store only. Just for the heck of it, I looked at the back of the coupon. In addition to the normal caveats about minimum purchase, tax exclusions, etc., small type informs you that the coupon's no good on desktop or laptop computers, tablets, netbooks, or Beats Audio, Amazon Nook Color, or HP or Epson ink and toner. Custom inline printing orders, gift cards, cell phones or cell phone service, tech services, depot repairs and parts, phone cards or postage stamps also are excluded. Most people don't read the small print. I wonder how many got to checkout with the $20 coupon and forbidden merchandise. Too many conditions on such an offer defeat the purpose. If a retailer really wants to build traffic, lose the conditions. If the offer's too good without all the conditions, it's a lousy offer.
John Malmo is an independent marketing consultant. Ask Mr. Malmo your own marketing question. Go to askmalmo.com.